Welcome to r/, a podcast where I read the best posts from across Reddit. Today's subreddit is r/AskReddit, where we answer the question, what made you quit your job on the spot? Our first reply is from Grasshinge. Nothing dramatic. After working my butt off during the pandemic and being promised an additional bonus, I received a low performance review conveniently timed a day before my bonus was to be paid. The low performance feedback canceled my bonus. Given all the other BS that I was putting up with, I just broke and quit. I had a nice month off, and my new job pays significantly more. Never work for people who don't appreciate you, because there are always others who will. And beneath that, we have this reply from Acid Base. I unfortunately work for a company that's currently doing this to me. I busted my butt all through the pandemic, working 12 to 15 hour days regularly. I got plenty of attaboys from the company and managers, and I was promised a pretty substantial bonus. The end of the fiscal year rolls around, and we got our overtime cut instead of getting a bonus due to unprotected expenditures. Yet the corporate guys and managers got five-figure bonuses for weathering out the storm of the pandemic and succeeding beyond expectations. That was the final confirmation I needed to start looking for a different position. Our next reply is from Nobody Told Me. I used to cut grass in a cemetery. I used a push lawnmower, and I had to lift it up onto the elevated graves and then back down and onto the next one. Over and over and over. Minimum wage was $4.25 an hour. After an hour of cutting grass in the heat, I sit down for my break, and this guy named Leroy said, "Was that worth $4.25 to you?" I quit the next day. Thanks, Leroy. Then Brian's ghost asks, "Was Leroy a ghost?" And Mr. Burns Green replies, "I'm definitely accepting this was a ghost who didn't want this man to work himself to death like he did." Our next reply is from Not Surprised. I asked for a raise and my manager agreed. The next morning, I was told by the same person who agreed with the raise that I should put in a few more years and then we'll talk again. I locked my toolbox at the end of the day and called a tow truck to pick it up. The shop manager was shocked the next Monday to find an empty spot where my tools were, and he couldn't understand why I left. OP, I had the exact same scenario with my previous job. I was told year after year after year by my manager that he would give me a raise, and then, instead of giving me a raise, he fired me. But now I'm a YouTuber with 1.8 million subs, so joke's on you, Cam! Our next reply is from Cavalleria Rusticana. My grandfather, who I considered like a father, passed away after a long stay in the hospital. We were closer than he was with his own kids, and our bond was quite special. I spoke to my manager about getting the day of his funeral off, since I was organizing part of the arrangements, and also having a day or two of bereavement leave, and he agreed. The day of the funeral finally comes, and my job starts calling me, leaving me messages asking why I'm not at my shift, and telling me, while I'm in a suit hosting family members at the funeral home, that I have to find someone to replace me or face repercussions. Needless to say, I told them to figure it out, and I never looked back. And then beneath that, we have this reply from Gummy Kimball. This happened to my wife. She was at work when her mom called to say that my wife's grandma had died. My wife, sobbing, told her manager that she needed to go home. The manager said, "If you leave now, don't bother coming back." My wife took off her work apron, handed it to the manager, and said, "I'll come by for my final paycheck." Her manager had the nerve to call and pester her at home. "So, you're not covering your shift tomorrow?" "No, Frank, I'm not." Our next reply is from Cloudboy Fleaborg. I walked into the interview. Everything went well, and I accepted the job offer. I went to the front desk to do paperwork, and I noticed the contract had a different pay amount, and that I would be interning for the first month for $100 a week. I asked about the amount difference, and I was told, "Oh, this is the standard contract. It just hasn't been updated for your specific offer." I told them they'd need to edit and initial the changes before I would sign, and they said, "Oh, that's not how things work here." I thanked them for their time and left without saying anything. They called me back on the day that I was supposed to start working, and they asked where I was. I told them that because I didn't sign the contract, I was never an employee. Oh man, that was a fun call. And beneath that, we have this story from Embershot. I had a similar situation. Back in 2012, I was looking for a job in anything other than food, but I got desperate. This burger place had just opened up, and they were desperate for workers. they advertised on their window that their starting pay was $11.75 for all positions. I applied, got an interview basically the second I turned in my application, and I was hired 20 minutes later. At the end of my shift, which was about 3 hours, they said they would start me at minimum wage, because you haven't finished your bachelor's degree yet. I was speechless. If I'd finished my bachelor's degree, why would I be working here and for such low pay? I told them to cash out my pay immediately, and I would not be returning because of their deceit. There weren't any stipulations anywhere on that sign that said anything about needing an undergrad degree for that much pay. They cashed me out at $11.25 per hour, and I left. They closed down in 2018, and every year Spirit Halloween takes over the location. Screw them. Ah, yes, a bachelor's degree in fast food. Like, does this person think that people go to college for 4 years and go tens, maybe even hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt to get a degree in burger flipping? Our next reply is from Age 80. I worked for a privately owned bakery for exactly 1 week. The owner's son comes in, walks past the counter, and goes into the bathroom. He comes out a few minutes later without acknowledging me or my coworker, gets in his car, and drives away. We both looked at each other, then opened the bathroom door to see that this guy literally defecated all over the toilet seat and the toilet paper holder. I called the owner, told her what happened, and she said, "Deal with it." So I asked my coworker if she wanted to clean it up because I wasn't going to. She declined. She declined, and I told her that I was walking out. She did as well. We locked up the store, and we told the owner we would quit, but we would reconsider staying if her son came back to clean up his own mess. She... What? She yelled and berated us for 20 seconds before I said goodbye and just hung up. So I'm trying to imagine, like, what would motivate this guy to do this? And I have two operating theories at the moment. The first is, obviously, he is mad at his mom and he thinks, oh, I know, I'll get back at my mom by taking a dump all over her bakery, bathroom, toilet, and toilet paper holder for some reason. The second option is he just wants to do some kind of weird, like, power play, and he's just some sad, pathetic loser, and he thinks to himself, oh, well, since I'm so important, I'll take a dump all over the bathroom and let the little peons clean up after me. And beneath that, we have this reply from Amazing Fox. Someone defecated all over the bathroom at the Publix that I used to work at. Like, on the walls, the floor, and the toilet. They're supposed to call a special company that cleans up biological messes like that, because God knows what could cause explosive diarrhea like that. Our manager offered $20 to clean it, and some idiot took the $20. The guy was like a football star in our small town, and he probably still works there. Our next reply is from Numer Has It. This story isn't about me, but a middle-aged tradesman where I work. I work underground, and it isn't for everybody. It's just a terrible environment and whatnot. This particular individual started working, and after a few weeks, he decided that it just wasn't for him. It was due to bad conditions and a hostile supervisor. He approached the boss at the morning meeting and told him that he wasn't going underground and that he was quitting. The boss told him that he had to give him 2 weeks' notice, and without missing a beat, the guy replied, "For the next 2 weeks, you're going to notice that I'm not here." Then he turned around, packed his stuff up, and left. He was never heard from again. All right, I've got to ask, how many people genuinely fantasize about quitting half as cool as this guy quit from this job? Our next reply is from Jim. I worked for a T-Mobile store. 1 week, I had an amazing week. I sold 55 phones with brand new activations on a business account with 55 high-end phones at the time. When I got my next check, they said my paperwork wasn't in order and thus they couldn't pay me. As a side note, they always told us to make copies of all paperwork in case this happened so we can show it to our manager and get it resolved within 1 day. I went over my backup paperwork with my boss and he said everything looked to be in order and he would have the office cut me a check. I went to the office, and they told me that it was still not in order. I immediately gave them my store key and quit on the spot. I had to go through collections, and they settled before I took them to court. The company was an authorized reseller of T-Mobile phones, and they went out of business after a few years because they tried that with many other employees. And eventually, this led to an investigation by the government. And beneath that, we had this story from the Jawa. I worked commission furniture sales, and I was always wondering how my paycheck was lower than expected based on my sales and our commission rates. Finally, I made an Excel sheet that would track deliveries for up to 2 months and give me a rolling total of what my next 4 paychecks would be. We were supposed to track our sales in the computer, so that's what I was doing. I listed what I sold, delivery days and time, and what I was supposed to make. Once I told them I was doing this, suddenly my paycheck started to match, roughly. So I shared my spreadsheet with all my coworkers and taught them how to use it. Within a couple of weeks, everyone in the store was using my tracker and questioning why their paychecks were different. Fast forward about 3 weeks, and I was unexpectedly let go for performance issues. I wasn't the store's bestseller because, frankly, I didn't want to be, but I certainly wasn't the worst. I'm almost certain it was because I taught the employees how to track their commissions, which forced the owners to stop fudging the numbers in their favor. Our next reply is from Void Sleets. I worked as a cashier in a local shop, and one night, 2 guys came at me with knives trying to get in my till. I just walked away and said, have at it, because it wasn't worth the minimum wage to fight with a couple of guys waving knives at me. After they ran out of the store, I picked up my phone and called the cops, and then called the store manager. The next day, the district manager met me as I showed up for my shift, and her first words to me were, "It's very unprofessional to be on your phone while you're at work." I just laughed at her and told her she could take this as my notice and walked out. I never had a problem with being held up, but the sheer gall of that one got me. OP, you know what else is very unprofessional? Getting stabbed on the job. Like, what did she expect you to do? Grab a pencil from the cash register and go all John Wick on these 2 guys wielding knives? Honestly, OP, you've got way more dedication than I do. Because if 2 guys came at me with actual knives at my job, I wouldn't even finish my shift, let alone come back the next shift. Our next reply is from Sarcastic Bard. Once, as a teenager at a new job, I got my hand smacked by the owner the first day because I was writing with my left hand. I just walked out. Our next reply is from Minimum Reputation. I got mugged on a delivery for Domino's, and I came back to the shop crying and panicked. I had my phone, wallet, and pizza taken, and I told my manager what happened. OP, are you hurt? No, but I lost my phone and wallet. I need to call the cops. No time for that. Here's your next delivery. And the delivery address was like 2 blocks away from where I was just mugged. I just went home. The police never really did much to get my phone and wallet back. Not like they could. Down in the comments, we have this reply from CBR. I got robbed delivering pizza when I was 17. A regular customer orders his unique regular pizza to his own address, then jumps out of a bush at the front of his house with a knife. My boss was an older Romanian dude, and he refused to let me contact the cops. About 45 minutes later, 2 absolute units that spoke no English came in with everything that was stolen, plus a tip. It turns out my boss was a good guy to work for. Our next reply is from Lawless Toast. I began working at a Persian restaurant in the kitchen. I slightly overcooked a steak, and the owner came back and threw a plate at us and then a hot meat skewer before storming off to his office. I dropped my apron, grabbed my bag, and told him I was leaving. His response was, "Okay, at the end of the night, you can go." My response was, "Clearly, you don't understand. I'm leaving right now. Here's my parking pass. I'll expect my check in the mail." Our next reply is from Nino. I worked at McDonald's when I was 16. We used to get a free McDouble or hot and spicy with small fries and drink for our lunch break. One day when I went on break, the franchise owner was there. And when he noticed that I asked for cheese on the hot and spicy, he attempted to make me pay for the whole meal because cheese wasn't free. I thought he was joking, so I laughed and started walking towards the break room until he yelled at me not to walk away from him in front of customers and my coworkers. I couldn't believe it. This grown, successful businessman was hounding a 16-year-old over a slice of cheese. I told him I wasn't gonna pay, put the food down, and walked out. They tried calling me to come to work that weekend, and I told them no thanks and never went back. Our next reply is from Bonsai Thought. I got an inside hint from HR that there was about to be massive layoffs, and my name was on the list. I scheduled a week-long vacation, and I returned the days before layoffs were presumed to have happened. My boss reamed me out for daring to take a vacation. She said that I would never advance in the company if I chose such a formative time in the project to take a vacation. She told me I would never be an executive producer if I went on a vacation before a project launch. even though I wouldn't be able to touch that project for the week that I was away anyways. She said that I would always be known in the television industry as lazy. I chilled, took my vacation, and returned. She was mad and said that she was upset with me for having left and made her take care of my project for me. She chewed me out in front of the entire company in the conference room. I chilled and I was like, aren't you laying off a bunch of us tomorrow? I'm just waiting for you to fire me so I can collect unemployment. The entire room literally starts panicking and management tries to understand how the hell I knew about the layoffs. That was my one true chaos-causing moment in my entire life. Our next reply is from Dragonfly for Life. I'm a physician assistant, and I took a job at an urgent care. After working there for about a month, I noticed some irregularities, such as some medications being expired and sometimes a lack of supplies. I wrote that off as the office manager not being as astute as she should have been, and I brought it up to the doctor who owned the place. He said he would talk to her and straighten it out. Then one of the medical assistants came to me and said, "You know this has been going on forever, right?" She then said these things would never change and to get used to it because the expired medications had been on the shelf for months and they were told to never throw them out. She also told me that the autoclave, the machine that sterilizes instruments, was broken. And all they did was wash the instruments in soap and water and put them in the autoclave anyway to get them as clean as possible. That was the end of that. I made a formal complaint to the state medical board and never showed up again. The state came in the very next day and raided the place. They shut that doctor down immediately. They found so many things wrong that not only did they keep the place out of business, they suspended his license. He was also prosecuted on federal charges because he was running a scam for truck driver physical exams. Okay, so I totally, completely understand that there are criminals at all tiers of society. However, if you're a doctor, and you spend, I don't even know how long, I guess like 8 years, maybe 10 or something, to become a doctor, then presumably you're hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical debt, and you're now one of the most respected and highest paying professions in the world. Why would you commit petty crime just to save a few bucks here and there? I mean, yeah, selling fake medical exams will get you more money, but you know what will get you even more money? Practicing as a licensed doctor. This really feels like one of those crimes where the risk is completely not worth the reward. Our next reply is from Slice Bishy Bosh. I worked for a restaurant / pub. The owner would come in with his buddies for hours at a time, a lot of times forcing the bartender to stay way past close serving them. The bartender was obviously told not to charge anything because it was the owner's party. After hours of serving drinks on the house, the bartender got no tip, not even from the owner. This started to happen frequently, and usually we put up with it if they'd leave or be done before close. Then we started hearing that the kitchen staff hadn't been paid in a month. The bartenders were being paid because we made like $4 an hour, but the kitchen wasn't a tip kitchen and they made a decent wage. It turns out the owner was a total drunk idiot, which should have been obvious, and he buried himself in debt. A week later, he told us that our checks weren't there on the day that they were supposed to be. Then, 2 days later, still no checks. I told them that if my check wasn't there tomorrow, I won't come in for my shift. They said my check came. I got there and they said, "Well, what I meant was your check is actually on the way." I talked to the, and I just walked out. I later found out that no checks were ever issued there again. They tried to pay some people in cash, but it fell apart very soon after. Our next reply is from T. Vicky. I worked at Walmart for a short time. I worked as hard as I possibly could to unload their pallets of merchandise. I always thought that I was so fast. I studied the process, and I believe that I perfected it. Every single day, my manager came up to me and told me I had to be faster. So I did, and my fast pace made me lose a little focus, causing me to break a finger. I let management know that I might be a little bit slower due to my injury, and they straight up told me, "We won't tolerate any laziness." And they wrote me up when I didn't meet their ridiculous standards. So I went home after my shift and never returned. I never called and never formally quit. I just never came back. F Walmart. I used to work at Chuck E. Cheese's. I was a party hostess. A little boy, probably 7 or so, took a really long time to blow out his candle, so I leaned in closer. He was making a wish for a certain man to stop touching him. I immediately went to my manager with it. He told me that I couldn't do anything with this information. At the time, I wanted to discuss it with the mother. So I quit on the spot and reported it to the cops. I have no idea if anything came of it. That was r/AskReddit, and if you like this content, you can sponsor my podcast to unlock additional episodes. Also, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.